Let me start some music. As y'all know, the guided prayer is a prayer of the imagination, and it's so cool how the Spirit uses our imagination to meet us where we need to be met. And so I encourage you to go with your imagination. I'll give some guidance, but feel free to take it where you need to, because that's where God is working in you and where you need to go. And so I'll start some music here. I invite you to center yourself, to place both feet on the floor in front of you so that you feel grounded, your weight evenly distributed with the floor and the chair. You feel solid, grounded, resting. And as you sit up tall to be able to breathe, breathe in deeply. Deeply from your gut. Breathe in and hold it and out. And again, breathing in the Spirit, breathing out anything that is too heavy to hold. In. Still mindful of your breath, in your mind's eye, picture yourself in the middle of a field. This is your field. You feel safe here. Perhaps it's a field that you've actually been to and run through before, or perhaps it's in your imagination. Whatever the case, it's your field where you can be free to be the one who God designed you to be. Take a minute and look around. What do you see in your field? What flowers? Trees. What are the smells and what is the terrain? There may be water nearby, a brook or stream or lake. Maybe even beach. Hear the sounds of the sounds that are in the field and the water that's nearby. How old are you as you visit your field today? Perhaps your current age, perhaps a younger age. What age comes to mind? A time when you really needed the assurance of your field, a time when you could run free, or felt the freest to be you in your deep heart? As you begin to know the age that you are, what outfit are you wearing for this outing in your field? What do you want to dress in today? Soon you feel the familiar warmth of a presence that you know and love. You turn to find Jesus beside you. How do you greet one another today? Says to you, shall we walk? I've got something to show you. Listen to the sounds of your steps on the ground as you walk through your field. Soon you find yourselves at an old well in the middle of the field, an ancient well, yielding fresh, cold water. Here we are, he says, as he reaches for the bucket to draw the water. Suddenly you realize how thirsty you've become. He smiles at you and says, of course you were thirsty. Deeper than your wants or desires, what do you thirst for? Jesus said, I hope that you would meet me here today. Just like I went out of my way to meet the Samaritan woman at that well, I came to meet you here. What does he long to tell or ask you about yourself or about your life? So much so that he chose to meet you here today at the well in the middle of your field. Ask him, why did you come all this way to tell me this, to meet me here, to have this conversation? Surely you had better things to do today. He says, smiling with his eyes as he looks into yours. You know, you've always believed this blank. But here's what I've always wanted you to know. What is it that you've always believed? And what does he need you to know today? How do you respond to Jesus and to what he's said? As you look around in your field today, who else is there? And who is not there? There is no judgment about this person's absence, but it's clear they are not in your field. Who is missing? You look into Jesus' face. He seems to know deeply. What does he say to you about this person's absence? What meaning do you take of this time? What meaning do you make of the presence or the absence of these people in your field today? Jesus says, what a joy to be together here today. May we do this again. And as he says so, as easily as you found your field and found me here, you find your way back to your chair, your car, your home. Renewed in Jesus' unconditional love for you. Or you may want to just stay in the field for a while, though we have gone. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, transport us to this field, to this well, whenever we need it. You have our full permission. We need you. We need this place. Bless and keep it, we pray, in the midst of all else going on around us. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen.